Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty Shop in Metro Downtown Saranac, Michigan. Vicky's does pasties and barbecue. With Barbecue Bob not here today, we're serving our pasties with gravy at the Jop House. But anyway, today's Man Law says that if you touch it, you own it. Speaking of this about the Super Bowl, if there's a grazing table out there and a tray on there, you don't get to touch it without picking it up and eating it. This is not a try to find the one you want. You touch it, you own it. Sound right, Drew?
I agree with that 100%.
All right, man. I'm a jalapeno popper guy when it comes to the Super Bowl party. I wrap them in bacon, put the little – now, depending on who's over – If I've got all guys, I might not take all the seeds out of the peppers. I'm making a boat out of them, right? Cutting them in half lengthways. If there's ladies coming over to the party, the seeds are where the hotness is and that placental fiber in there. I get that out of there. Then in that roasting process, they tame down a little bit. Usually use a cream cheese mixture. Like I said, depending on who's coming over, I might put meat inside that cream cheese with there, a cooked meat or a some
little
fruit.
Chorizo, yeah.
A little chorizo or some fruit. And then I wrap it in thin bacon, not thick, and wrap them up and then put them on the smoker is where I usually go because I don't like turning them when they're cut in half like that. If I roll them over, we lose all the good stuff on the inside. So I'll throw them on a smoker, 250. You'll know when they're done, when the bacon is shrunk down and it's created like a little pocket over top of the pepper, then you know what, pull them off, put them on a tray, and they'll go like hotcakes. But that's one of my favorites for the Super Bowl. Those will definitely be on my spread tomorrow. Got any more?
Speaking of peppers, I like not only jalapenos, but sometimes jalapenos can be a little bit too hot for people.
Right.
You can take a shishito pepper. You can take Anaheims, different types of even larger ones, and do the same thing and then break those down into smaller bite-sized pieces. But lately I've been finding that like shishito peppers, you can actually just skewer those things and just grill them whole and dip them into whatever dip you want to have. You can have a bacon cheese dip that you can dip those peppers in. And they're just wonderful little bite things. You don't have to take and go through the whole process of breading your jalapenos or your peppers and make it all, you know, complex with heavy breading. Like you said, wrap them in bacon, throw them in the smoker, and away you go. But, you know, with the food, you just want to keep it simple and enjoy it and have fun with it, man.
Yeah, little micro-brewed beer, or I know you're quite a connoisseur of wine. Next week when we get back together, because Barbecue Bob's been on sabbatical for a couple weeks, so...
maybe longer.
Drew, yeah, maybe longer if he finds that he loves the beach down there in the middle of the Caribbean. But Drew's going to be back with us next week, and we'll talk about a whole different line. Is we're going to be pairing beer and wine with food, and his little brother, who's not such a little guy, but his little brother is a sommelier, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to have him join the show as well with us next week. And so I'll have not only a food expert, but a wine expert. So all I'm going to do is just sit back and, you know, poke the bear a little bit and watch this thing roll because I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. It's going to be a great week. And everybody enjoy the Super Bowl. And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Tune us in next week, Saturday. We'll talk to you then.